Hi, and welcome to the Dewing Grain podcast. Dewing Grain are independent and local grain traders. From seed supply to harvest movement and storage contracts, they can offer you the best strategies to achieve the highest prices for your harvest. Each week on our podcast, we begin with the market report, giving you up-to-date information and analysis, followed by the farm chat, where we catch up on agricultural issues with a guest or two. So let's start with Andrew Dewing for this week's market report. And don't forget, you can always check current market prices on the homepage of our website, dewinggrain.co.uk.
Welcome to the market report. What follows are my thoughts or gut instincts on what the market is going to do. It is not an instruction to trade. Any decision to trade is yours. Market report for week commencing 15th of April 2024. Right, strange things have been happening. We've come across new crop prices ex-farm the same as futures prices for May 2025. Now that's a strange thing. If you look at it purely at what you can get a bid from a consumer, he'll try and buy May 25 at £2 or £3 over the futures max in East Anglia, and if someone's bidding futures price, the haulage is going to be £7.50, he's going to lose £4.50 standing on his head. Doesn't make any sense, unless you think, hang on a minute, okay, so the merchant or the larger merchants who are coming up with these prices are looking at the spread between NOV and May, NOV 24 to May 25, and going, look, it's £7.50 at the moment. That will go out to about 11 quid in time, maybe more. So there is £3 in that. There's a bit of a understanding the market. I can pay a bit more because that futures price is quoted in the wrong place on the May 25. Small crop. If you've got big supply contracts into consumers and some of these guys have got some massive commitments, yep, you need physical wheat. Okay, let's be aggressive and let's put some under our belt and to make sure we've definitely got something behind us. That's a consideration. That's a bit of a risk, but it's like, yeah, okay, I'll get some logic in it. Or you can have a conspiracy theory. You can go, right, these big old boys are sussing the market. They think it's going to go through the roof. So this is the, as I say, conspiracy theory. Fundamental view is it's going to go up. So let's just pay the crazy price a farmer wants. By paying a bit more now, you can secure lots of tonnage and you make lots of money because you've got a view the market goes up and you're right. Then that's any trader has that opportunity. It's not just the biggies. But obviously market information is more available to the big guys because they have their satellites and they have their various offices in different countries and more information. But it does, for us other mere mortals, you know, you're watching the gods do their thing, it does make you think, oh, hang on a minute, you know, do I join in with this or do I leave it? And at the moment, I'm kind of not that fussed about it, but it's an observation that very possibly they are looking to buy wheat from farm at a price that they believe will ultimately end up being quite cheap. That's kind of a little bit of a bullish hope warning, but it's in my imagination and could be completely wrong, of course, as usual. Anyway, let's go straight on. This is a bite-sized podcast because, one, we're quite late doing it, and two, the editing team were away most of the week, so we're kind of down to the last day. So this is off the hoof, and it's bite-sized. So, prices. Let's talk about malting barley, old crop, 235x, for pretty well whatever you've got. Chucking a sum out there, put a sample in front of our noses, we'll bid you for it. Feed barley, 143x. So that's old crop barley, quite simple. Wheat, 164x for May, we can still move it. 166x for June. Again, this is going to local homes, not a long way away. We'll talk about that in a minute. But this is the exciting bit. July, which is the bridge between the old crop cruddy prices and the new crop much higher prices, 174x. So there's an £8 carry from June to July, or £10 between May and July. That's a lot of money. If you've got a store that can cope with that, and it's the whole month, not the first week of July, so let's be clear. The whole month of July, 174x, that is quite exciting. Milling wheat, premiums are holding up. I don't really know what that is, and Ben isn't here, so I'm not going to talk about that. You'll have to guess. Oilseed rape, we'll seamlessly move from old to new crop on this. So old crop, oilseed rape, currently 355x. Not that many of you with stuff to trade, and those of you that are holding it are hoping for 400, so that ain't there yet. New crop, 360 for harvest movement. That's kind of where it's at, which would get you close to 400 if you include the bonus that comes with it. So moving on nicely there, see that going to new crop with the rape, just slide it in. So we go to malting barley and barley again. So feed barley 150, harvest movement. Malting barley, Winters 210 delivered store harvest movement. Springs 220 in round figures. Low nitrogens, that's a guess. You know, at the moment, that's not very active. We're certainly here to buy. I think one or two farmers should consider locking some tonnage in with a two in front of it if they haven't done anything at all. Is in the end, something 200 and something makes kind of sense. And the way this spring barley is steaming ahead, I think we're potentially in for a good crop at this point, drought willing. Feed wheat for new crop. November would be about 184, let's say. And now we go to this carry thing I talked at the start, or the, you know, this May price. You know, if you took the futures price, you'd be round about 200x. Now, that's very appealing, isn't it? And I must admit, it's kind of tempting to say, yeah, we might join in with that, because we all know it's going to be a smaller crop. In saying that, East Anglia isn't going to be that small a crop, and we will have our stores full again. But then the game is, do we release it onto the non-futures? Yes, we always tender on the non-futures. But if everybody's gagging to buy wheat and you can't get it anywhere else, and we found a way of financing it, it might make the game a little bit different this season, because it means that those guys out there who are hungry for wheat to go up north are going to have to go out even more aggressively on farm. So there is a game to be played in that, and I'm sure we can fulfil some sort of role that will enable Doing Grain to make a profit. That's my objective. But at the same time, if I can do that by securing a decent price for the farmers or picking the right moment to sell it, then we'll continue to walk on water like we normally do. But there is a big question within the new crop: how many acres of spring barley has been planted? Not as many as people have projected, because there's, you know, beans being kept for legume, you know, the SFI thing. There's clearly getting too late the further south you go. Scotland can keep going, certainly when you go right up north. They'll change their spec, they'll do everything, they'll take the Scottish barley, but in the end, it hasn't gone in on time. It is going to be late. It's going to be a smaller yield. It's going to be probably a slightly higher nitrogen. It should bode well for stuff that's in the ground in good condition. And finally, on the subject of wheat prices or prices of grain, buying grain to local homes to avoid misery of hideous charges is a mantra of this business. We can't really sometimes compete with some of the incredibly high prices, be it X Farm. But please be aware that tonnage is going to travel. And if you get a rejection, it is going to cost you between 30, 35, 40, £45 per tonne for that one load. You know what grain is like in store. You know there's the occasional piece of something hideous in there, that, you know, a rat turd, a piece of ergot, a whatever. And if the whim of the local intake point, which you have no control over, is, you know, letter of the law sort of mentality, there's no way you're in the wrong, that's it, you're screwed, and you're going to lose £30 a tonne. As long as you're aware of that, and you're aware of it when you criticise people for bidding, why aren't you producing as much as them, you're trying to screw us, or whatever the phrase, you know, the mentality is always being done, poor old me. The reality is, yes, there are some higher prices out there, but it's going to travel a very long way, and be aware and don't whinge. What else is there? We'll move on to sunny weather at last, East Anglia. I'm sorry for those up north who are not enjoying that. Ben went up to Yorkshire this week with his boys, and there's a picture of him standing on the top of a mountain, just about hanging on, being blown off it with rain and everything, absolutely soaked to the skin. Meanwhile, down here at 19 degrees on a calm, sunny day. So, yes, Norfolk's got it with jam on again, and the rest of the country are struggling, which is, I'm sorry for those of you that are. It is a problem, and it is a benefit to this area. But it looks like the rest of the country is going to play catch-up and get some decent weather shortly, which is very exciting. The only other weather story I can give you of hope — we want ones with hope, don't we? That hope the price goes up, hope. It's hot and dry in Russia. It's been hot and dry for a while. If that evolves for another 3 weeks, you're going to start seeing the Russian crop size getting written down, and you're going to see this market going up. But that is 3 weeks from now, so we will raise that one. You can all go onto your weather map and do the sun dance for the Russians. They haven't had a drought for a long time with their harvest, but if they could just squeeze one in this year, that would undermine Mr. Putin a bit, and it would certainly push prices up. That just leaves one more thing to mention, which is the Doing Podcast Walk, which is on the 30th of April at 2 p.m. at Honingham. And very kindly, Harry Harrison, who's the farm manager there, has said that he will... He's actually sent me a picture of the route we're going to take. It's a 10K walk, so not for the faint-hearted or the weak-hearted, because we haven't got any medics, so if you keel over, we'll just push you in a ditch and send someone later to pick you up. So, yeah, 30th of April, 2 p.m, but there's a fantastic walk, which is taking field borders, some woods. It's really, you know, he's good old Harry. He's put a really good walk together, so I appreciate that. And he'll be bearing his soul of what his crops look like as well, so that's a brave thing. So if you fancy a nice farm walk, unofficial, without anyone droning on too long, the place to come. And the What Three Words is at our Futures store. We're not parking in the Anglia Farmers car park. We're parking by our Futures store. The What Three Words parking area is smallest... dumpling damage. So get your What Three Words on there, and we will see you on the 30th at 2 p.m. With that, have a lovely, sunny, warm and hard-working week.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get updates on new episodes, and follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. We are at Dewing Grain. Alternatively, you can call us on 01263 731 550 or email info@dewinggrain.co.uk.